Okay, so we may be looking at the end of an era. For years, the Democratic Party has taken the Black and Latino vote for granted, but I've been seeing lately a lot of Black and Latinos are openly, publicly voicing their frustrations with this Democratic Party. If they're not careful, they're going to lose the Black and Latino vote in droves. UFC superstar Jorge Masvidal, guess that's how you say his name. If I'm saying it wrong, excuse me. But he has some very interesting things to say. I'm going to go ahead and load this clip up here, and let's take a listen for yourself. If you haven't already heard it, over 15 million people have heard it already. Take a listen for yourself.
I'm gonna let you in on something. The Democrats just think that they're entitled to the Latino vote. They think that we just have to hand it over to them. That's right. We sure as hell don't. Así mismo. Así mismo. They gotta show us what they can do for us, what they can do for our communities. We're not gonna buy the same wolf tickets and false promises that destroyed great countries like Venezuela and Cuba. It's not gonna happen. You know what else is not gonna work for them? Playing Despacito on your cell phone to pander to us. Hell no. You gotta give us some credit for having heads on our shoulders. I'm gonna wrap this up. Some words of Barack Obama. He said elections have consequences. That is true. And those words have never been more true than they are today. We either re-elect President Trump and keep America great. Amen. Or we let Joe Biden destroy the greatest country the world has ever seen. I'm a professional athlete and I've been one for most of my life, so I've always seen things through a sports lens. That makes Donald Trump our head coach. And before the global pandemic, we were winning Super Bowls. And when you're winning Super Bowls, you don't fire the coach. Doesn't matter if you don't like the plays he runs, the players he puts on the field, or what he says on Twitter. You sure as hell don't replace him for another coach that's been in the business for 47 years at every level and never won a game.
Now you see why I say, Democrats had better get it together, man. People aren't falling for the okey-doke no more. This isn't the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even early 2000s. People are paying attention. Definition of insanity, to repeat the same actions and expect a different result. And what's happening in this age of social media, Black and Latinos are in a position better than any other time in history, really, to actually look and research and study. And it's going to take more than just pandering now. You can't just say Trump's a racist and not expect people to actually look at his policies to see if they're actually racist policies. Oh, don't get me wrong. A lot of Black people are still asleep. A lot of Latinos are still asleep. But a lot of them are waking up also. And that's the danger. The Hill did a report a few weeks ago, and in the report, they estimated that the majority of young Black people are not satisfied or dissatisfied with the Democratic Party, or even more importantly, the polls showed or suggested that they are less likely now to trust the Democratic Party. That's the young black people, the young black men and women, the youth. That's very dangerous for the Democratic Party. Because what does that mean? That means you may just get away with it this election. I don't know. The polls show Biden winning, but the enthusiasm is towards Trump. So I don't know. But with people like Ice Cube exposing how he came up with this plan for Black America, and he called the Democrats and he called the Republicans. Democrats told him wait till after the election. The Republicans said, come on, let's talk. They actually wanted to talk to him. And from what I understand, Trump actually implemented, or he took some of the ideas that Ice Cube had and created his own platinum plan for Black America. And it's circulating all around the internet, and I'm looking at the feedback, and a lot of black people are with it. A lot of them are with it. Your time, Democrats, may be coming to an end sooner than you think. The worst thing that can happen is Biden gets in office and he doesn't deliver. As long as Trump is in there, you can keep blaming the Republicans, blaming Trump for everything. People are waking up, and now even 50 Cent has come out and said he's voting for Trump. Why? Why is he voting for Trump? Because he doesn't like Biden's tax plan. And 50 said he doesn't care if Trump don't like black people. Well, the fact of the matter is, and see, this is the problem, right? This is why you still have black people that haven't woken up yet. Joe Biden is the real racist here. He's the one that said he doesn't want his children going to desegregated schools. It'll be like a jungle. He don't want his children to go to school that's a jungle, or you know, he's the one that said that. He's the one that put in the 94 crime bill, which locked up many young African Americans for nonviolent crimes, gave them lengthy sentences. So did Kamala Harris, who just now, recently, conveniently, started identifying herself as black. Democrats gonna have to switch it up, man. You know? The pandering is not gonna work. And that's what he was saying. That's what I can't make sure I say his name right. I believe it's Masvidal. That's what he was saying. The pandering is not gonna work. Hell no, is what he said. Hell no. People are getting tired, man. People are getting tired. They know what you did. They know what Obama did at the border. They know about the cages. They know who built the cages. You're insulting them by trying to make it look like this was Trump. They know. They know.